All this morning.
Morning.
Amen. If you do want something, though, don't be shy or embarrassed about it. Just go back there and grab it, because after today, we're going to take them to Goodwill or something like that. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Phone's on vibrate. I'm doing good. All right. Well, obviously, we're going to go back over thriving in famine, or however you want to call it. I think last week we called it just Abraham obeyed and moved, Isaac obeyed and sowed, and then Joseph obeyed using the wisdom of God and prepared. Amen. yesterday we was working and doing some stuff, and I was just praying, and the Holy Ghost gave me this. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "They call me extreme, and what they say is true. But if they knew my Jesus like I do, they'd be extreme too." Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I've been called extreme on the other side, and I've been called extreme on this side. Amen. I figured if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it full tilt, wide open. Amen. Amen. I don't know if we'll go over that right now. Turn over to Romans 8:14, please. Romans 8:14. You pull it up in the King James, it's fine. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else got a Bible? We got one up there. There we are. So it says, "For as many as are led by what? By your feelings?
No.
By the world system?
No.
By what the economy's doing?
No.
By what the stock market's doing?
No.
By what everything looks like?
No.
By what?
Spirit.
So we should never allow our senses to be able to move us to make a decision.
Right.
We should never allow fear to move us to make a decision.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should never allow fear to move us to make a decision.
Amen.
For as many as are led by what?
Spirit.
What are they?
They are the sons of God.
They are the sons of God. Amen. Turn over to John 16 real fast. We can pull it up in the NLT. John 16:13. When the Spirit of truth what?
Comes.
Amen. He will do what? Guide you into all truth. Some people's like, well, when's he coming? He's already here. If you're born again, you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Amen. The Holy Ghost is in your spirit, man. Amen. And he will guide you into what? He will guide you into what? He will guide you into what?
All truth.
He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what? What?
He has heard.
From who? From the Father God, right?
Yes.
Amen. From God, right?
Yes.
Amen. He will tell you what?
About
he will tell you not just about any future. He'll tell you about your future.
Amen.
He'll let you know things to come. He'll let you know about the future. He won't tell you everything, because you won't be able to live by faith. Right? Because if he told you everything, you'd just be able to go through life now, because you know. But we can't please God without what?
Faith.
Without faith. So if we're not walking in faith every single day, are we pleasing?
No.
Amen. If we're walking in fear every day, are we pleasing?
No.
Amen. How are we pleasing to God?
By faith.
By faith, right? Every single day. Every single day, operate, moving, making decisions in faith, right? Because he'll tell us about the future. He'll let us know if something's going on.
Yeah. Yes,
amen. Should have heard a way better amen than that. He'll let us know before anything goes on, if we'll pay attention. If we don't allow so much stuff to clutter our, to clutter our eyeballs, our minds, if we'll be able to just to separate ourselves from some things, that way we're quiet before the Lord and just ask him, what do I need to know? What's going on? He'll let you know. One thing he's not going to do is kick down your front door and say, hey, there's something coming up. I need you to get ready.
Come on.
But But if you ask God, hey, anything I need to know? Yeah, in a few days it's going to come up. Or get ready for this. This will happen in a few years or whatever. Then he'll let you know. But he's not going to kick down your front door and say, hey, get ready right now. Really? See, a lot of times people question that. But why? Because especially if the word of God says he will tell you about the future, then why do I have to walk around like everybody else not knowing what's going to happen? Not knowing what's going on. Not knowing if I'm going to get fired or not. Because if we're supposed to be different than the world, then that's exactly what we need to look like. Different. We don't need to be operating and moving just like everybody else. Because now we are not different. Now we just come accustomed like everybody else moving in this line. And so then why would somebody else going in this line, having problems and difficulty, ask a Christian anything if we're right behind them? Going down the same exact path, going, well, whatever will be, will be. It is what it is. No, it ain't, because the Spirit of God will let you know about the future. So it ain't it is what it is. It is what you allowed it to be. That was from the Holy Ghost right there. Boy, that'll get you. Man, that's good. Amen. It is what we allowed it to be. Amen. Because if he'll tell me about my future, all I got to do is just start asking him things. But it takes a little bit of discipline. That's the thing. It takes a little bit of discipline. You really think after I get off work every day, I really feel like going to the gym? See, if there's no discipline in our life, then it'll flood right over into our spiritual life. Amen. That's why I thank God. You know, a lot of people, if you had lived my life, you'd have think my parents were hard. They were a little rough. Amen. But it helped us. Not, I shouldn't say they were rough. They really wasn't. They was helping us. I thought it was rough. I thought it was, but I was the one being ignorant. Amen. And so they taught us, so many things they allowed, just taught us. And I didn't even realize it till I got older. Like, you know, if you get into a sport, you ain't going to quit. Right. Let me pray. I ain't even prayed yet. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you. And thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. And I thank you, Father God, we just come humbly and respectfully to the word of God, being able to feed our faith on the word of God. And I thank you that everything that comes out this morning doesn't come from Ricky Edwards, but it comes straight from the throne room of God to help, to guide, direct, and to teach every single one of us. And I thank you, Father God, that we all receive that by faith. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you, Father God, you, not Ricky, but we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. So if he'll show me things to come, he'll tell me things to come. Do I need to be somewhere where I'm able to listen? A lot of times, like I said, it's discipline. Yeah. It's really discipline. Yeah. It really is. That's why for a little bit, I allowed myself just to go straight home after work. And I saw the effects of it. For on my body, because no clothes were fitting. And you know, I'm going to say this real fast. Don't get mad, but it's all true. You know you can't pray over a hamburger that God had cast all the calories out of it? About the craziest thing I ever heard of is somebody praying over food like that. The calories are in it. Why would he cast it out if there's natural food that we can eat that's healthier?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Moving along. So. Amen. Oh, amen. Moving along. Yeah, amen. So he'll tell us about the future if I'll pay attention. Amen. If I'll stay disciplined about it. A lot of times, you know, we just get a little tired, so we don't want to do anything.
Yes.
Amen. Just like naturally, we get a little tired. We don't want to go to the gym. But don't allow yourself to get wore out like that. Instead of staying up till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night watching your favorite TV show, go to bed early. It's called discipline. One day, you know, I actually put myself in bed about 6:30 at night because I knew my physical body was getting wore out. I knew it. And I was like, I'm wore out. I can tell I'm getting a little bit irritable. I'm not in the word like I need to be. I'm just wearing myself out and I need to slow down. So I went and took a shower. I actually didn't work out that day. I went home, took a shower and got right in bed. And Chelsea is looking at me like, what are you doing? I was like, look, just don't right now. I ain't ready to have a talk. Ricky's going to bed. And I went to bed and I slept all night. And after that day, I was right back at it. I was good then. See, we got to be disciplined to know what our body is doing. We got to pay attention to it. It'll let you know, go walk a mile. I heard if you walk an hour a day, it'll add 20 years to your life. Just an hour a day.
Amen.
I was like, what? That is amazing. But are we disciplined in doing that kind of stuff? You know, because I'll be honest with you, the world's made it so easy to be like, man, I'm running late. I ain't got time. I'm just going to stop by McDonald's real quick. You know, tomorrow I'll eat better. Yeah. You know what? So I allow my body to starve. I will. If you don't want to get up and make something to eat, then you ain't eating tonight, because you're not going to eat fast food every day because it ain't doing nothing for you. There ain't no nutrients that's helping you out right now. And I can tell if I eat a bunch of junk food, because then I become sluggish. I become unmotivated. Same thing spiritually. Our natural life, honestly, really just mirrors our spiritual life. I heard a minister say one time, he said, you want to know about somebody's spiritual life, go and look at their sock drawer. Their sock drawer. And if it's just a mess, then that'll let you know about their spiritual life.
That's good.
I ain't going to lie to you. My socks are tidy. After I heard that, I said, I guarantee everything I have is going to be folded now. Not only that, the military helped us with that. Because in the military, everything had to be folded. Your shirts had to be rolled tight. And everything had to be placed in the correct order. They gave you a piece of paper. Here, this is what that drawer needs to look like. And you got 5 minutes to do it. What? Yeah, go. Bye. And a lot of that was just teaching us discipline as well. Teaching us discipline. Teaching us discipline. A lot of times we're just not disciplined. Amen. A lot of times we're just not disciplined because, amen. I don't know why you want me to say it. Amen. I ain't going to look at nobody when I say it. Amen. So a lot of times we can go to a movie for 2.5 hours. We can go to a ball game. We can watch football 4, 5, 6 hours a day. But come Sunday morning, I don't feel like going. Come Wednesday during the week, I'd be all right. But I guarantee I won't miss my favorite TV show or the football game. Amen. Our natural life will look exactly like our spiritual life. Amen. You might as well smile, look at your neighbor, say amen, we'll get through it. Amen. Say we'll get through it. The thing I love about God is he, like the verse said, he'll tell us about the future. We don't have to run through this life blind. Amen. We don't have to run through this life like everybody else going, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen come January. I don't know what's going to happen the next election. What is it? See, a Christian doesn't think like that. A Christian goes, what do I need to know, Father God? Do I need to be putting anything back? Do I need to just be doing, what do I need to be doing? It spends a little time around the throne room and doesn't worry about the natural. Now, don't get me wrong. We do have to do natural things. We still got to get up and go to work, people that work, and prepare food and things like that, right? We still got to operate naturally. You just can't get all spiritual on us. Amen. Amen. Because then you'll end up hurting yourself. But if you spend time with God, he'll let you know a lot of things. A lot of things every single time. Because why not? He's our Father. And like any good parent, they don't want their kids to fail. It's just like us being parents. If you got kids, whenever you was raising them, you'd tell them no. And then sometimes, you know, they'd ask why? Well, number one, because I'm the boss. That's why. Amen. And some people don't understand that, but you can tell them why sometimes, but they need to understand what authority is as well, because then they will go through life not knowing what authority is.
Yes.
Moving along. Amen. But you can't tell them, well, I don't think that's a good idea because of this. Well, that's probably not a good idea. I'd do this. And you know, when we're younger, we know everything.
Yes.
And while my parents trying to tell me something, they're old. They don't know about this. And it's looking back now, it's just like, wow, I don't know why I thought I was grown when I was 13. Apparently, I knew everything, you know. But when I grew up, I found out my dad was a lot smarter than what I thought. Amen. Amen. But it's just so naturally, if we want to help our kids, why wouldn't our Heavenly Father want to help us through our life every single day? It's not like a crapshoot. It's not. It's a guaranteed path that if we'll just find out, if he tells us, go. All right, well, I'm going to go, Father. But I'm not turning until you tell me to turn.
Yes.
See, and we'll continue forwards. And then we'll see economies or something go off and be like, man, we better go this way. Because, you know, naturally thinking that way looks devastating. That way looks like there's no possible way we're going to make it. But right here, I mean, this looks really good right here. You know, God, I think I'm going to go this way. I'm going to help you out. I don't know if you really see what's ahead over there. So I'm going to try to make it go happen over here for us. And then you get over here and you find out, oh, Jesus, I messed up. Just me happened to? So I've been over there. So I've repented, and then I've got right back over, and I said, all right, I'll repent. God, I ask you to forgive me. That was stupid. It's like something the other day he said to me, and the first thought that came to my mind when he said it was, how? Nobody wants that.
Come on.
So if I allow my natural mind, what people say, to start being louder than the Holy Ghost on the inside of me, then I'll make the decisions off of that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's all so, ain't it? Amen. Y'all remember last Sunday what we was talking about?
Yes.
Amen. We obviously ain't got time to go through all of it. Where was we at? Do y'all remember?
Amen.
Go over to Genesis 12. We'll go there. Go over to Genesis 12.
Amen.
Amen. Go back to John 16, please. Amen.
Amen.
Go over to Romans 8, please. 14. You can pull that up in the King James, it's fine. Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what?
Sons of God.
Next. For ye have not received the spirit of what?
Bondage.
Bondage. Again, to what?
Fear.
To fear. See, fear is bondage.
Amen.
Fear is bondage.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what the economy is going to do. Who cares? You got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. What is He telling you to do? Well, I don't know about the shortage. Who cares? What is the Spirit of God on the inside of you telling you to do? Go with that. Because fear is what?
Bondage.
It's It's made to keep you where you're at and make decisions hastily. If there's ever anything that needs your decision right now, back away from it. And I'm telling you that from experience. Maybe some of y'all's had it too, but I'm telling you. Well, we need an answer today. Okay, fine, this. And then I just missed it. Like when I bought that Chevy truck from my younger brother. I told him, yeah, I'll buy it from you. And then I said, you know what? I should have asked you, God, should I buy this truck from my brother? And no faster than I asked, he said, no. Man. Man, did I buy it still? Absolutely. Because I'm a man of my word. I told him I would.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't need that decision right then, but that's just one case where I've made a decision where I should have asked first. Well, you ask about everything. I find it keeps me out of trouble when I do.
Amen.
Because if he'll tell me about the future, then he knows. And see, that truck, it started just dumping transmission fluid, motor. Right after I got it, I ended up selling it a few years later. And I think that guy only drove it a month maybe, and the motor blew up and stuff. So it wasn't that good of a truck. And that's why he was trying to protect me. See, even going to dealerships and things like that, you know, you see a car, man, I love this car. Well, have you asked at all? Because number one, if God does know everything, and he will let me know things to come, he will tell me about the future, he knows about this car. And if there's something that's just not right with it. And so if I'm taking my time, just asking him, is this car okay? And you just got that, a better way to say it, just a velvety feeling on the inside, just to go ahead, yeah, get it then. But if not, don't do it. If you just don't feel unsettled, or if you feel unsettled about it, don't do it.
Amen.
Right? And that's I've learned to do that with everything that I've been doing. Not just what I'm choosing to do. With everything. Because when I'm serious, it keeps me out of trouble and it keeps me from spending money on junk. And it helps me to get things that I'm... Like this one motorhome. We got this motorhome. We ended up fixing it up and selling it for a lot more than what we bought it for.
Amen.
This trailer ended up getting that, being able to sell it for a lot more than what we bought it for. See, if I'm led on buying things, even though it looks like I have to spend money on it, if I'm going to get double back for what I just paid for it. And it's interesting that God wants to prosper us, right? And some people, Brother Clint was talking about it, I think, a while ago, talking about some people are a little upset about it. I was listening to a minister. I won't tell you his names, but his initials are Brother Keith Moore. And he was having a week of increase this week. And he is talking about the Spirit of God just laid it on their heart to start putting money back to help other ministries that after COVID happened that are having to shut their doors. And you know how many churches they've helped now?
Yeah.
Over 50 something.
Wow.
So that they don't have to shut down and close their doors. See, it's about the kingdom of God, not about rich, rich, rich. And people that are stuck on rich, rich, rich don't understand the kingdom of God.
Yes.
It's about the lost, not rich, rich, rich. But when we talk about prosperity sometimes, people's mind automatically takes them to, they just want my money, rich, rich, rich. But the kingdom of God. Because over 50-something churches they're able to help that were having to shut their doors, that couldn't make their payments, was about to lose their building. They just come in and said, here's the money, pay it off. That's kingdom things. That's kingdom things. Amen. And if we're led by the Spirit of God, we're able to do that. Amen. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear is what? So if I'm making decisions based off fear, am I in bondage?
Yes.
Every single time.
Amen.
And look, y'all, I already told y'all. All right? So the first year I was here, I made $12,000 or $13,000. Next year was only like $15,000, something like that. Next year was $18,000 or something like that. And so I know a little bit about that. I'm not saying I know it all Absolutely not. Amen. I learn every day. So I understand some of the principles about sowing and reaping and things like that. Thank God for his word. Amen. And so if we continually stay with that, I forgot where I was going now. Some people's kids. Bring it back, Holy Ghost, and I'll talk about it. So, spirit of bondage. Thank you, sir. Amen. So, we were running real, real tight. We had the three girls, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. And they eat like nobody's business. Look, whoever said girls can't eat, lying. I'll let you know that right now. nobody tell Layla, but she can eat food too. That's so cool. Zoe can't. Well, all three of them can put away food, and I'm just like, where? Where's it going, and how are you doing that? Moving on. Well, I got sidetracked. Bondage again to fear. And so when the Spirit of God told us, hey, y'all sow a little bit more over your tithe, I was like, we can't do that. How are we going to do that, Chelsea? We're barely making it right now. $12,000 a year? What are we going to live on? What are we going to eat? Y'all ain't killing me. So fear had me in bondage not to do what the Spirit of God led us to do.
Amen.
And it's like purchasing lots or houses or whatever it is for investment and things. Whenever we look at our bank account, if God lays it on our heart to do something and the first thing we do is look at our bank account, what are we being led by?
Fear.
Because why would he tell us to do something if we really couldn't do it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for this microphone. So that don't make sense to me. And would you do that to your own kid?
No.
Why would God, our Heavenly Father, do that to one of us then? Why? Amen. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received what?
Spirit of adoption.
Adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father. Next. The spirit itself beareth witness, what? That we are what? The children of God. Spirit of God. Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of who?
God.
Children of God. Why would he want his kids to fail? Do you want your kids to fail in life? So why would God, our Heavenly Father that created us, really just go, I wonder what they're going to do. I put all these traps out here. Hopefully they'll fail. Some people think that he places traps out in front of us so that we'll fail. God's got nothing to do with that. Because why does the Word of God say that he'll tell us about the future and then set traps and then tell us about the traps? What kind of just backwards thinking is that?
Amen.
Satan wants to steal, kill, and do what?
Destroy.
So he's wanting you to be defeated, correct? Amen. So God will let us know if Satan's got something trying to stop us, trying to stop the flow of money, trying to bring sickness, disease, he'll let us know.
Yeah.
He will let us know. That way we're able to correct it and to continue forward.
Amen.
That way we don't get stopped up right at the gate.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. All right. Turn over to Genesis 26 now, I believe. 12. Genesis 12. Job 5:22, it talks about at destruction and famine, thou shalt what?
Laugh.
At destruction and famine, thou shalt what?
Laugh.
At destruction and famine, thou... Pull up Job 5:22, please. Was that a hiccup? At destruction and famine, thou shalt what?
Laugh.
How can you laugh at famine and destruction? How? How? I'm not really asking you to answer, but I'm just asking you to think about it. How do you think, or how do you laugh at that? See, the world says, we better do something right now, fellas. We better go to Walmart and buy all the toilet paper. Y'all heard there's a shortage. Spirit of bondage. We better go and fill up every... Man, I don't know if any of y'all seen that. Whenever gas prices were really up, those people were filling up trash bags. Yeah, that one dude just put a liner in the back of his truck and filled up the bed of his truck. Spirit of bondage. That we're going to run out. We ain't going to be able to do nothing else. This is it. People that can laugh at destruction and famine are spirit-filled, tongue-talking, born-again, child of God people. Why? Because he'll let me know about the future. If God's not going to come in and say, quick, go buy all the toilet paper that they just talked about it on the news, you're about to run out. Because why, if he knows things to come, why would he be listening to what they're doing? But if I'm in tune with him, when I say in tune, if I'm just listening, if I'm not keeping myself so busy to where I can't even hear him, amen. If I'm keeping myself open to where I can hear him talking to me constantly, he'll just let me know. He'll let me know a few months in advance. Hey, go do this real fast. And then in our natural mind, I'll go, why do you need 6 rolls of toilet paper? That don't make no sense. It's not. He didn't tell us to try to analyze it, to try to make sense of it. He's telling us that to help us for the future. That way we don't look like everybody else. And when everybody else, whenever panic hits everybody else, we just like this. Even kilter, just moving up. Moving forward. Everybody else is like this. Hey, because they don't know what's going on. I don't know what I better do today. I better look at the news to see what I can do. I better look at the news to see what other step I need to make. Well, why don't you ask the Spirit of God? Because if he will help us, I really want to get that over. Well, he wants to get that over to us. If we'll really just pay attention, slow down a little bit, pay attention, he'll let us know about the future. Every single one of us. That way, nothing is ever a surprise. That way, nothing is ever a surprise. That way, nothing is ever a surprise to us. Because if I'm supposed to be a witness, then I shouldn't look like everybody else in panic mode all the time. If I'm supposed to be different, I shouldn't be just running around every time I hear a shortage, trying to get ready then. I should have been ready already. Amen. And so for that to happen, we have to look different. And then people will start paying attention, coming up to us. Hey, do we need to do something? God told you anything? There was this one minister, he was talking about getting on a plane, but the Spirit of God told him, and he ministered all day, ministered for a few days, and he's just wore out. He's ready to go home. Spirit of God told him, don't get on that plane. And so he told the nurse, he said, well, I better not get on this plane. And there was a guy behind him talking about, oh, it's fine, I'll get on the plane. And so he got on the plane. They went to take off, got up in the air, and something happened to the engines or whatever. They ended up coming back down. And so he didn't have to go through all that. He stayed right there, right at the gate, ready to take the next plane. And so they ended up coming back, onboarding the almost said ship, onboarding the plane and everything. And then whenever they started loading everybody back up, that same guy walked up to him and said, hey, is it all right to board this one? See, we look weird. And we might sound weird, but if I'm being led by the Spirit of God on the inside of me, people notice that. And people pay attention to that. And so they'll start following us around and asking us questions. How else are we supposed to be a witness? How do I say it? How are we supposed to be a witness if we're not listening, if we're not paying attention, if we're looking like everybody else? We need to look different, right? And if we're listening to the Spirit of God on the inside of us, then we ain't just panicking all the time. We are just calm, collective, and then people start noticing, going, why? Why are you calm all the time? Have you not heard the news? Yeah, I don't really care about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I pay attention to some things. I listen to what's going on or whatever, I guess. But I'm led by the Spirit of God on the inside of me. Wait, oh, you're one of those people. Yeah, I am. But then a few months down the road, they'll go, hey, you know anything about anything right now? I need to do anything? I mean, God tell you anything? Huh. So now you need wanting some advice from God for me. But a few months ago, I was crazy. Amen. We can't be ashamed of the gospel. Either we're led by the Spirit of God or we're not. That's just how it is. Either we're led by the Spirit of God or we're not. And I'm going to tell you right now, 99% of the time, God wants to tell us things, but we ain't listening. Because there is nothing going on in anybody's life where he didn't want to warn us ahead of time. But did we put ourselves in a position to listen? Did we ask? Did we just spend time praying in tongues? Hanging out around the throne. Just like a kid, watch a son or even a daughter. They'll always, mama's cooking or doing dishes. What are they doing? Let me do this. I was watching this deal the other day. This little kid absolutely lost her mind because she wanted to shut the front or open the front door. They want to help. They want to be right there by mom and dad. Hey, how do I do this? What do I need to do next? We need to be the same way with the kingdom of God. Yeah. Hanging out with our Father. What next? What's the next step? Amen. Amen. Where'd we go? Yeah, Job 5. Go over to Genesis 12, please. We'll get there. Amen. Y'all getting anything out of this? Amen. Genesis 12:10, King James is fine. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram what? Went to sojourn there, for the famine was what?
In the land.
For the famine was what?
Grievous
in the land. Amen. So he obviously listened to the Holy Ghost on the inside of him. He didn't have the Holy Ghost then, but he listened. The Spirit of God told him, go down to Egypt. Yeah, amen. 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 I agree. Because he just didn't make that decision on his own. He was led by the Spirit of God, and he paid attention to it. Because a lot of times people see famine, and then they'll start trying to make decisions based off of what they think or based off of what they think is a good idea. Because would it be a good idea to travel in famine? Not at all. But he is able to be sustained while he is down there. So the famine didn't affect him at all, did it? Amen. Turn over to Genesis 26, please. We'll start about verse 2 in the NLT. Genesis 26, NLT, verse 2 right here says, the Lord appeared to who?
Isaac.
Do not go down to what?
Egypt.
Why'd he tell him that? See, he told his dad to go down to Egypt, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this worked for my dad. I think I'll go down here, too. Well, you know, Dad was able to survive down there. You know, it ought to be all right for me to go. A lot of times we make decisions off of previous things we've been through. Or we make decisions off of previous things we've heard about and saw what other people, what else other people did, instead of asking the Spirit of God, what do I need to do? Not what they did. So he had to make the decision to either listen or take it upon himself and think he'll make it and go down to Egypt, because you know his dad made it there. It was good for his dad. It ought to be good enough for me.
Yes.
The Lord appeared unto Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt, but do as I what?
Tell you.
Next, please. Live here as a what? In this what? And I will be with you and bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham, who?
Your father.
Next, please. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky, and I will give them all these lands. And though your descendants, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will what?
Be blessed.
I will do this because Abraham what? I will do this because Abraham listened to me and obeyed all my requirements, commands, decrees, and what?
Instructions.
Have we been obeying instructions?
Amen.
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 Next, please. So Isaac did what? Was there a famine there? Amen, there was. Was there a famine there?
Yes.
And the first thing God told him is, don't go down to Egypt like your dad. Wow. Interesting, though, that he told his dad to go down to Egypt when there was a famine there.
Yeah.
See, just because he told us something one way doesn't mean it's going to be that same way every single time.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
See, we think that, you know, well, God told me to do this last time. I'll just go ahead and do this instead of asking.
Amen.
Maybe he doesn't want you to do it that way this time. Just because it worked before, what makes you think it's going to work again?
Yes, sir. Amen.
We got to make sure we're being led by the Spirit of God on the inside of us.
Yes.
Not based off, well, I did this before, it'll work again.
Yes.
Who said?
Amen.
Because if it worked for Abraham to leave, but yet Isaac, it didn't work for him to leave. God needed him to stay there.
Yes.
Why? I don't know. Ask God when you get there.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Learn to recognize his lead. Amen. Turn over to Colossians real fast. I got an accent on you there. Colossians 3:15, Amplified Classic, please. And let the what?
Peace.
Amen. And let the what?
Peace.
Let the what?
Peace.
That's it. Well, you know, I'm unsure about this. That ain't the peace of God. Well, you know, I'm just kind of unsettled with this. That ain't the peace of God.
Amen.
Well, every time I start making that decision, I just something that ain't the peace of God. Now, if you know that you know that you know God told you to do it, Satan will try to hinder you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So don't think it'll just be a bed of roses every time. But if you know that you know,
yes,
that you know that you know that God told you to do it,
amen,
go with it.
Amen.
You'll still have the peace of God there. And let the peace, soul, harmony, which comes from Christ rule, act as what? Act as a what?
Umpire.
Act as an umpire. How?
Continually.
There's been so many decisions I've made based off of what my bank account looked like, based off what I thought would work, based off of if we can afford it or not, and I've been wrong so many times.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've told y'all about that, but thank God for the blood. Amen. Thank God for grace.
Amen.
Amen. I just repented of it and said, all right, Father God, thank you for opportunities. I thank you. I will start moving on these opportunities. I won't just overthink them or allow my mind to take over or look at my bank account. But I'll do what you ask, regardless of what the situation looks like.
Amen.
Amen. Because if I'm moving off of situations, then I'm not led by the Spirit of God. Now I'm moved off my senses.
Yes.
Amen. Is it warm in here to y'all?
Yes.
All right. Just wanting to make sure. I'm going to start turning it back down a little bit just so everybody knows. No, no. You're the only one that's comfortable. Sorry. Okay, 2 out of 50. Three. Whatever. I'm over here sweating. Amen. I'll take my jacket off. In your hearts, umpire you continually in your hearts, deciding and what?
Settling.
With what?
Without
all what?
Questions.
That arise where?
In,
in your heart?
No.
See, your mind will want to try to take over. Well, can you really do that though? I mean, look how much that cost and look at your bank account. See, your flesh wants to dominate you. It wants to take control over you. It wants to tell you what to do.
That's right.
And if we listen to it, then we'll be moved by that. Amen. Questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful what?
State.
To which as members of Christ, one body, you were also called to what?
Live.
And be thankful. Giving what? Just when you feel like it,
always.
And let the peace, amen. Let the peace on the inside of you guide you. Because verse 6 in the NLT, it said that, so Isaac stayed in Gerar. Why did he stay there? Because that's where God led him to go. The peace of God was there. Amen. Why did Abraham go down to Egypt? Because the Spirit of God, because God told him, go down to Egypt. Why couldn't they just operate in the same place? I don't know. I'm not God. I just know what I'm reading. Amen. I know Abraham left. I know Isaac didn't. Amen. Isaac obeyed and stayed, right? Don't look to other sources except God. Lean into obedience. Amen. Pull up Isaiah, please, 119 in the Living. I really like this verse. If you will only let me what?
Help you.
If you will only what?
Obey.
Then what will happen?
Amen.
If you will only let me help you. That Spirit of God on the inside of us, leading us. Because y'all know those, I've told y'all about it before, those properties on 95 that I should have bought a few years ago.
Yeah.
One, the Verizon store's at now, up by Sonic. That was the first lot, and I should have bought that. The second one was where Human Being is on the other side of Sonic.
Yeah.
And then the other one was out in Fort Mojave where Goodwill was. I don't know if y'all remember, but there was a building there before. And I was like, why do I want that? Look at that building. It's falling down. It's just trash. Why do I want that? And then all of a sudden, there's a Goodwill there.
Yep.
I was like, that's why you told me to buy it. But see, if a lot of times we'll make decisions, if we're unable to see out there, we're making decisions in the now.
Yeah.
That's what we think.
Yeah.
And so if I don't see something in the now, why am I going to do that?
Yeah.
But if the Spirit of God is leading me to do it, I just got to go with what he's telling me to do, not based off of what I think, just because of what I'm looking at.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of God on the inside, each and every one of us. Y'all understand that, right? And he's not out just to help one of us. What kind of father would that be? Is that how you are with your kids? You just have one that's really your favorite that you just want to, you buy clothes for, but everybody else just good luck? I'm serious. Anybody, any parent like that? Then why would our Heavenly Father be like that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got it out. Amen. We'll try to finish this next time. Amen. Any of y'all get any help?
Amen.
All right. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. Well, We'll see when we want to, when he wants to finish. Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this morning.